Fever, chills, headaches, muscle pain, these are symptoms usually associated with the flu, but they are also warning signs of a more serious disease, hepatitis C. Hep C is also referred to as the invisible disease because it can show no symptoms at all. The virus can result in long-term health problems, including liver damage, liver cancer, and sometimes even death. Around the world, an estimated 130 to 150 million people live with hepatitis C. In Australia, this figure is over 200,000. But there's good news on this World Hepatitis Day. Australia is on track to eliminate hepatitis C in just 10 years' time. That's according to new data from the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales. Professor Greg Dorr from the Kirby Institute is with us now. Welcome to Breakfast, Greg.
Good morning, Ellen. Happy World Hepatitis Day.
Well, thank you, I think. This is a relatively new disease in that it was only discovered in 1988. Just remind us of how it affects people who carry the virus.
Well, as you said in the intro, many people don't have symptoms, but others do. However, over a decade or two, the virus can cause scarring in the liver, and that can progress through to very serious scarring, we term cirrhosis, and then people can be at risk of liver cancer or liver failure.
Now, this is new data. How is it telling us that disease is likely to be eliminated in Australia within 10 years?
Well, over the last two decades, we've been treating hepatitis C with interferon injections, also combined with some tablets, and been struggling along, certainly the patients have been struggling along with this therapy, generally for 6 months, often 12 months, with about half and a little bit better than that in more recent years of patients being cured, but with a lot of side effects. So the main sort of barrier to the treatment has been those side effects. So only about 1 or 2% of people with hepatitis C have come forward each year to access that interferon-based therapy. But in this new era, which started in March, we have a treatment that's just tablets, generally only 3 months, sometimes 6 months, minimal, if any, side effects, and cure rates of around 95%.
So the virus completely goes in 95% of cases?
Absolutely. And that profile, in terms of the lack of significant side effects, the high sort of cure rates, and the ability now for general practitioners also to prescribe these therapies, has meant that over 22,000 people have taken up the treatment in the first 4 months of the program. And just to put that in perspective, that's 10 times as many people as we've been treating per year over recent years. And by the end of the year, we believe that we will have cured more people with these new therapies in less than a year than 20 years of the old therapy.
So a few tablets are doing all this. What's new about that medicine compared to previous treatments?
Well, it was a little bit of similar to the development in HIV. So once it was worked out exactly how the virus sort of replicates and the key enzymes are involved in that replication, medicines were sort of developed to target those key enzymes, and putting a couple of medications together as a combination, generally two different agents together, enables that virus to stop replicating and then the virus to be eliminated from the body. It lives in the liver cells.
One of the reasons apparently this treatment is proving so successful is because the medicine was available without restriction on the PBS, the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, just 5 months ago. How significantly did that reduce the cost of treatment?
Well, there's a few key things that were done. I think the Australian government needs to be lauded in terms of the arrangement that they've developed with the pharmaceutical companies in terms of the discount that they've achieved compared to what we call the listed sort of price. So we don't know exactly what that discount is, but it's likely to be the largest discount of any high-income country in the world. So that's the first important piece of the puzzle, so to speak. They also, because of that large discount, wanted to make this therapy available to all people with hepatitis C. And in addition, they wanted to try and broaden that access through having general practitioners and other clinicians involved in the treatment delivery. So putting that together really places Australia uniquely in the world in terms of our ability to reach people with hepatitis C and provide them with these new therapies.
Stigma can be a big barrier to people coming forward for treatment. Is Australia having any greater success in reducing the stigma effect now that, you know, you're basically saying it's mainly curable?
I think that helps enormously, the fact that you have a highly curable infection that has affected people. There's no doubt, however, that there's still remaining stigma related to the predominant means of acquiring the infection. So injecting drug use is undoubtedly the major mode of transmission of hepatitis C. Look, the large majority of people acquired infection through that those means but are not still injecting. But there's still a lot of stigma related to injecting drug use. I think Australia is doing better than most countries around that, but we can certainly improve in terms of stigma and discrimination, particularly related to injecting drug use.
Mm. We said at the beginning of this segment that, you know, you can have all these flu-like symptoms, you can have no symptoms. If you're in a high-risk group, such as you've just described, and you have no symptoms, should you do anything?
Well, you absolutely should be further tested in terms of hepatitis C. So you need to have an additional blood test to make sure you have the active virus, and then you can have a form of testing to see how much underlying liver disease you have, and those sort of methods are much simpler these days than the old biopsy-based sort of methods. And then the treatment is very straightforward. So once you've had those sort of basic tests, then it's very easy to what we call get authority to prescribe these medications and get going with the treatment. It's generally one or two tablets a day, as I said, for most people around 3 months.
One or two tablets a day for 3 months, 95% cure rate, and you don't damage your liver to the point of death.
Yeah, it's not a bad equation.
It isn't. Okay, one difficult conversation with the GP, yeah. Thank you very much, Professor Dorr.
My pleasure, Ellen.
Professor Greg Dorr from the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales.